Well, the trade row between the European Union and the United States is now in full force. As the European Commission has said, it will begin charging 25% import duties on a range of American products. The EU formally adopted a law to put in place duties on $3.2 billion worth of U.S. goods, including steel, aluminum, and farm products, from Friday. The move is in response to U.S. tariffs imposed on EU metal exports. The U.S. president hit the EU, Canada, and Mexico with 25% levies on steel and 10% on aluminum at the beginning of June. Mexico retaliated against that move 2 weeks ago, while Canada said it would place tariffs on U.S. exports from July the 1st. Joining us live now from San Francisco is Professor Jack Rasmus, who is a professor of political economy. Professor, as always, thanks for joining us. What do you make of these tit-for-tat moves? I know that I have asked you this before, but are we in the midst of a trade war? Are we close to it? What do you make of that?
Well, as far as the U.S. and its allied trading partners, no, we are not close to a trade war. The question of U.S.-China is quite different. But as far as Europe and this tit-for-tat going on, you got to remember, Europe is not a big exporter of steel, aluminum to the United States. Maybe Germany exports some steel, but it's not a major amount. And the European response to the $3 billion is really nothing. That's just a token response. And I believe that the U.S. Imposing a tariffs is not going to have on Europe. It's not going to have a major effect on Europe. But this is all maneuvering going on before the November 2016 elections in the United States. What's going on is Trump is trying to agitate, mobilize his domestic base to appeal once again to this America First economic nationalism appeal that he did so well with in 2016 election. I think a lot of these trade spats are going to be resolved before November, particularly with NAFTA, with Mexico and Canada, and it should tone down after November elections as well with the rest of the allies. And the real template is South Korea, where the U.S. agreed with them, and it was really a softball deal. Now, China is something quite different because there it's technology transfer and military next generation technologies involved. And we got a real split in the U.S. negotiating team going on there between the bankers and agricultural interests and the defense establishment. So that's a quite different deal. That could slip into a trade war, but I really don't think the trade war will actually occur with the rest of the U.S. trading allies.
Professor, you know, Donald Trump's goal, at least stated goal here, is to protect the American worker. Is he doing that? Are they being protected?
No, it has nothing to do with it. If anything, his recent tax cuts and so forth are going to exacerbate the problems of the living standards of the American worker. And this has nothing to do with protecting jobs for American workers. This is all about maneuvering, U.S. maneuvering and U.S. big business maneuvering, as they did in the 1980s under Reagan against Japan, as they did in the 1970s with Nixon against Europe. Every so often, the U.S. restructures global trade relationships in order to protect the hegemony of U.S. Capital, and that's exactly what's going on now. It's a restructuring once again by the leading dominant hegemonic force in the global economy to protect this interest and ensure them for another 10 years. And the same restructuring is going on domestically here as well as internationally. So that's the bigger context that you have to see all this within. So as far as the American worker is concerned, he's certainly not benefiting from Trump policies. In fact, real income is is declining once again, and we're going to see more domestic economic problems in the U.S. I've been predicting for some time a recession next year, and we'll see whether that happens or not, but that will certainly devastate the living standards of American workers even further under Trump.
Very well, Professor, we'll leave there at that, but of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us.